There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, it's been quite a while since we've caught up with our Shane, friend of the show, the Travel Camel, and he's back out on the road again and brings us up to speed on destinations that we should really visit. Recently, Shane, you've been to the Czech Republic.
I certainly have. I am in the Czech Republic. And you know what was really interesting? I found out something while I've been here, that this is the centenary of the founding of Czechoslovakia. So Czechoslovakia existed and was dissolved in 1993 when the Czech Republic and Slovakia went their own ways, peacefully, I must say, which is why most people didn't notice it. It wasn't through conflict. They just all agreed, shook hands, and that was it. So, yeah, so they're actually celebrating that this year, you know, the centenary of Czechoslovakia, even though it no longer exists. It still was an important milestone in the country's history.
And Prague, being the capital city, is probably as far as most of us get when travelling to the Czech Republic.
Yeah, it does, really. I mean, you can take either Flydubai or Emirates. They have regular flights, you know, at least one every day between the two airlines, to the Czech Republic, and Prague, of course, is still the most beautiful city I have ever seen. One little tip for people going to Prague, though, is or Czech Republic, if they don't use euros. So don't stock up on euros before you go. They use the Czech crown. So you're best to actually get to the airport, go to the ATM, and just draw out crown. That's much better than bringing across euros and then having to change it again. But there's far more. So I got onto a train and headed about 3.5 hours northeast. You can fly, but I prefer trains, to a place called Ostrava. And Ostrava is right near the Polish border, so it's northeast. And it's in something called the Moravian Silesian region. So it's what you call it, the state or the county. So that's the area it is. And it's the third largest city, about 300,000 people. And it's well known for being an industrial center. It used to have all these coal mines, and they all closed down 20 years ago. And what is interesting about the place is they've decided to rejuvenate all these old places. So they've made one a convention center, others into museums. Quite remarkable. So I thought, well, since I've arrived in this area, I need to speak to an expert on what is there to see in this area. So there is no better person than the governor of the region, Ivo Vondrak. And so the question I most want to know was about the industrial heritage of Ostrava.
We have a 250 years old history here in Ostrava, and we were oriented on coal mines, on metallurgy, so I would say it was about the heavy industry. But lately it started to change, and we are building new industry. But what's nice on this history is that we have many places that were turned to museums, and we would like to welcome visitors here to see how, for example, the steel was produced, how coal was hoisted. So it means it is about that.
Yeah, it's very impressive. We're standing in this building here, which is a museum, so there's plenty to do, even for families.
Yes, definitely. It means the idea was that if we have this kind of industrial heritage, why not to build here a scientific and a technology center? And the owner of this place built it here based on, some kind of cooperation with EU. And now we have many people coming here. Right now, this place is the fourth most visited place in Czech Republic after, for example, Prague Castle or Prague Zoo and Český Krumlov. It means that it's really interesting for a lot of people to come here and to see what we've got here.
One thing that's impressed me about being here is the high quality of food. Tell me a bit about the food in this city, in this region.
You can find a lot of things, based on potatoes. It means we have a lot of food based on potatoes. But what's nice is that you can find a lot of, natural-based for vegetarians and for people that like vegetables. So it means that right now, I would say that we don't have a very special, typical food. But, you know, people were poor, so they didn't have much money, so they were accustomed more to the, potato, cheese, and they didn't eat meat.
And one final question. From here, there are some really spectacular places to visit. A day drive from Ostrava. What are your favourites? What would you recommend?
I definitely would recommend to go to the Beskidy Mountains. It's 30-40 minutes from Ostrava, and you can easily travel, and you are in the middle of the forests, hills, mountains, and there is a lot of places for tourism. And the same is on the, let's say, western part. It means we've got another mountains, Jeseniki. So definitely these two places are something what I would say it's not typical, because it takes 30-40 minutes to get to the mountains, and it's nice, definitely.
Quite a history lesson there on the city of Ostrava in the Czech Republic. That must have spurred you on to want to explore a lot more, Shane.
It did, but there's something I must say that Ivo, all due respect to the governor, was quite modest on his food. He talked about, I asked about food, he says, it's a very simple food. He talked about potatoes and things like this. But I can tell you, the food was the major surprise. The food, yes, it is. They're simple. There's lots of sausages, lots of meat. They love their mushrooms. There's something about mushrooms. But their soups are the best soups I have tasted anywhere in the world. I had a soup that was a dill creamy soup, really thick, and had a poached egg in it, which you kind of, as you scooped it, it broke it open and the yolk went through it, and with roasted mushrooms on top. It was exquisite. It was the best soup I have ever had. So even though the food may say, it is simple food, the way they put it together is it's exceptional. It was really a big surprise for me to taste such a variety of food, and all of it are very high quality.
Poached egg in soup. That's a new one for me.
It is a dill cream soup with a poached egg and mushrooms on top.
I know, but there's Shane out in the Czech Republic. We're going to be coming back and talking about a spectacular music festival that, trust me, you wouldn't want to miss. Now, we've been catching up with the Travel Camel today, who's been taking us to the Czech Republic, and specifically to a place called Ostrava. And I asked Shane, the Travel Camel, you know, why we should specifically head to this destination.
Okay, you should go there because it is very interesting to see this industrial heritage, as I was saying before the break. They have an area, it's nicknamed the Gong, as in, you know, a gong, as in you hit, you know, the big metal thing, gong, the Gong. And they have turned it into this convention area, which holds 1,500 people, the main hall. And looking from the outside, it looks like one of those gas, you know, those gas areas, you know, with the vertical thing. And it doesn't look like much. And you walk in, and they've done it for so much. And that interview I did before the break, we're in this old industrial building, which is why you could hear the echo, because it's so cavernous. And it's now a museum, the third most or fourth most visited site in Czech Republic. But also in this Gong area is the biggest event in Ostrava. It's called the Colors of Ostrava. This year, it's the 18th to 21st of July, started in 2002, and it's a music festival. Now, they have about more than 20 open and covered stages, 350 events, so they've got concerts and films and workshops. And this year, they have Grace Jones, Ziggy Marley, George Ezra, Jesse J. They've got pop, folk, punk, reggae, world music, everything. And if you want to go and you're interested, accommodation fills up really quickly. We were told that come April, accommodation's almost gone. So it's about 500 dirham for the four-day ticket. So it's the big event. It's the end of, it's that middle part, end part of July, and the whole town is taken over by this music festival, which really attracts people from all over the world.
That's amazing, isn't it? Ostrava, a place that, you know, I'm just learning a lot about today, has got what sounds like a major, major music festival.
Grace Jones and George Ezra at the same event. That's amazing.
It is, isn't it? And many more as well, by the sounds of it. And Shane mentioned there that, you know, if we're thinking about going to this music festival, that accommodations book up pretty quick. So that was my next question to Shane. You know, what about accommodation? What are the different styles?
Accommodation does vary. You can go, we had a look around. I wanted to look around what different accommodation there was. And we went to a hostel. Now, I know this isn't a hostel audience. My goodness, it was one of the cleanest and nicest looking hostels I've ever seen. But there's no five-star hotels there. The biggest one is four. So I stayed in the Park Inn, which is one of the Radisson Group, and that was just immaculate, as you can imagine. Some of the other buildings, that's a newly built buildings, but a lot of the others, say the McCure, for example, and things other one called the Imperial, and they have been renovated from old buildings. Because one thing, you think about industrial heritage and you think it's all modern. Actually, a lot of these buildings are classically styled. So you still get that sense of these beautiful buildings with beautiful frescoes and ornate, you know, on the outside. It's, the buildings were the surprise. I thought it would all be modern, but it actually has these beautiful classical architecture in the town. So there is a great variation, and the prices are really good. I mean, the prices are very good. I mean, being here in winter, obviously, and we had the beast from the east struck us when we were here, so it prices are a little bit down than in summer and spring and autumn, of course, but it's a very... Czech Republic overall was a very affordable place to travel, and Ostrava is definitely cheaper than Prague.
So it sounds like loads of fantastic places to stay. So a few days in Prague and then on to Ostrava would make the perfect trip.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was going to recommend. Now, the governor mentioned the mountains there, and when I was there, of course, in the mountains, there were people skiing. You know, the ski chairs were operating, the ski lifts were operating, because there was a lot of snow around. But I'm not one for going onto chairlifts, ski lifts. I don't like heights. I like heights. I don't mind being in planes, but I don't like drops. Being in a chairlift when my feet are dangling, I just couldn't do it. So instead, I went to one of the most beautiful little villages called Stramburk, and it is about 30-40 minutes from Ostrava, and it's like a fairy tale. You're walking in, and the fort is on top of the hill, and it dominates, this tower that dominates everything around it. And I'm walking through, you know, across the snow and the ice and the streets, and there's, you know, narrow alleys and food being served, and it's all quiet, and it's just like stepping back in time. It is just such a beautiful and quaint village with a lovely square with these classical buildings all around it, with food eateries around it, with a church at one end. And, of course, if you stand in the square, you look up and you see the looming tower from the fort the town, you know, looking over you. And the views from the fort are amazing in every direction. So that would be my recommendation, because I'm heading back there in July, and definitely 100% I'm heading back. I'm heading back to the village, because Strumberg, because it was really something special.
So there's the Travel Camel. I love the sound of that music festival in July.
When are we going? Sounds amazing.
Yeah, you know, Grace Jones and George Ezra, as you say, on the same bill will be pretty spectacular. That's the Travel Camel. Shane Dallison, will be catching up with him again in a few weeks. But Prague, one of them cities I've not yet been to.
Same. It's on the list, and I have to get there. But it sounds like Prague for a few days, and then travelling around the rest of the Czech Republic seems like a good idea. I'm a disappointed point that Shane didn't want to get on the chairlift. I don't have a problem with chairlifts. I think it's a great way to see things.
I think Shane and I are out the same pod, because a chairlift doesn't do it for me either.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.